Good morning. 8 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, October the 26th, 2024. A scattered cloud morning here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Lots of blue sky, lots of clouds, and 32 degrees. Yeah, it's warmed up. It's warmed up. It was 30 when I started. It's a chilly morning. It is. Not as cold as it's not as cold as it's gonna get, but it's colder than it's been in a long while. So yeah. I meant to get out yesterday. I didn't get all tangled up in my timing. I was dumbing around, got late to breakfast, and then had to make the pharmacy grocery run. And then by the time I got back, my day was pretty well shot. So I was like, So I sat down and wrote. And yes, I did. Yes, I did. So I got to go home and get this thing posted and sit down and write again. And then do it again tomorrow. And then the day after that. And I want to get this book moving. I think I know enough of the story. I think I have enough to work with. I think it's ready to go. And I just need to get my head in the game and put it out. So there's that. Oh yeah, we got the new van. It's a van. Drives like a truck. It drives more like a truck than the other one did, and the other one drove like a truck. So yeah, it's exactly what it is, what it says on the tin. It does exactly what I need it to do. I have to learn another whole new set of weird weird controls. Going from a 1995 Plymouth Grand Voyager to a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan. Jesus. Oh. I don't know why I expected this, but I really expected that it wasn't going to be that much different. And on from the 50,000 foot view, yeah, it's not very different. Sitting in the driver's seat, it's like it's got this little funky little gear shift on the dash. The headlights aren't where I expected them to be. They're not even switches. Mean, on the hybrid, on the Kia, yeah, I expected that to be different. It's really different. But over the course of a couple of weeks, I got used to it. It's actually, I really like the car. I really like that car. There's a certain level of irony. The older car has Bluetooth connectivity to my phone. The newer car doesn't. Well, it does to my phone, but it doesn't have Bluetooth audio. So if I were to, pull up Pandora, I need to link the phone via an input jack. At least I think so. I don't know. I should probably double check that. But it's quite weird. It's quite weird. Probably because it's not like a super high-end model. It's just a van. which is exactly what we wanted. And it wasn't red. We were a little concerned. All the pictures of it were gray. And then when we got the actual physical description of the vehicle, it said red. It wasn't red, it was gray. Which is exactly what we wanted. So, okay. Rock on. Moving ahead. Saturday, so it's a quiet morning. It's really quiet. It's lovely. It's cold, but it's lovely. Yeah. I'm still reading Wandering In. Now, these books are really long. Each individual volume is really long. Compared to my normal read, they're at least 25% longer. Some of them are double. I think the first one was double. These are really huge, sprawling stories. And I keep getting pulled in. This piece meshes with that piece, and then we go off and find out about this guy over here, and then that woman over there, and then who's the good guy, who's the bad guy? What's the deal with all of the modern day humans being transported? Not at the same time, apparently, but in groups, and what's behind all that? How is that even working? How does that even happen? And the politics within the various races coming to play. It's beautiful. It's lovely. I lose hours. I lost 35 minutes this morning. I sat down to read over breakfast, which is my habit. I read during meals. There's nobody else at the table. I will read during breakfast. I always read during lunch. Sometimes read during dinner. But I have... When my meal is over, I can tell how good a book is by how long it takes me to actually put the book away. And lately, yeah, not happening. Not happening. I think they kind of just went by with a hybrid. This is the one thing about the van is that it's a gas car. It's gas powered motor vehicle. And after driving the Kia, it sounds really funny. It sounds really funny to me, which is okay. I'm pretty sure there's nothing wrong with it. It's just one of those, oh, yeah, I used to be like this all the time. So, yeah, Wandering In. This month I've been playing along with the hashtag game on Mastodon, Writer's Coffee Club, and answering the prompts. The prompts are really supposed to start conversations, and very often they don't. It's like everybody posts, and we sort of read each other's posts and move on. There's very little discussion. Although apparently I poked a bear yesterday, the day before. He's talking about, do you criticize other writers? And my answer is no. The answer is actually yes, if you look at it from the perspective of criticism or critique. Criticism as critique rather than criticism as finding fault. And I made a comment that I have made often in other places that I've come to believe that there are no bad books. There are only wrong readers. And the reason I say that is that just because a book doesn't work for me or doesn't work for you doesn't mean it doesn't work for somebody. And quite often, what I found is books that I find absolutely impossible. I can't odd either. It's just no. And yet, oftentimes these books have fairly large followings. It's like The Wandering Inn. For the longest time, it was like, no, are you kidding me? So it is a couple of, there's a couple of dimensions here. One of them is maybe I wasn't ready to read it then. Maybe I didn't like it because I was the wrong reader at the time. And that's, you know, I think about, I go back to the reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea this spring. And, yeah, it didn't hold up well. Encyclopedia Acmonica. Come on, Bonnie, get ready to sit with me, Monk Post. Oh, here comes this guy with this little training dog. Good morning. Good morning, Pooch. A good little dog. It's some sort of spaniel, I think. Floppy ears. Yeah. So, you know, there's dimensions to this question about what makes a good story, what makes a good book. I ran into it a lot when I was working with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers and judging their fiction, their novel contest. And stories that actually worked for me, in large part because they were not the typical three-act rising stakes hero's journey saga. They were interesting stories that took tropes and twisted them and treated characters as if they were people and not pieces to move around on the game board. And I would often rank those stories much higher than the traditional authors who were also judges, who said, no, this is impossible. This is a terrible story. You'll never be able to sell it to an agent. And I'm like, A, you don't sell it to an agent. You license it through an agent. B, that's the biggest problem right at the moment. And so it was like one of the many nails in the coffin as far as Northern Colorado writers, Northern Colorado writers. No, it wasn't Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. It was like, no. The bias toward trad is so horribly skewed. It completely hides the larger aspects of writing that I really wanted to be engaged with, but nobody else, well, there was a few people, but for the most part, no. No, I don't have time for that. So apparently I pinched somebody's sacred cow, saying that there might not be bad books, there were only wrong readers. And I got like this long screed about how it was important not to praise bad writing and to help authors understand why what they're doing was unacceptable. And I'm like, really? I don't remember being appointed to that position. I don't remember anybody saying, all right, it's your duty. Literally, they used that word, duty. To show, not tell. new authors, the error of their ways. It was like two or three panels, and I just let it sit there for a couple of days before I responded, and it was like, no, just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's bad writing. Start there. Particularly self-published authors, some of them write stuff that I would never put my name on. I wouldn't write to begin with. And it's not something I could or would be interested in doing. Yet they did it, and they found an audience. And who am I to tell that audience that those stories aren't something they deserve to like and enjoy? I'm not. That's not my job. My job is to write the stories that I think need to be written. Like The Wizard's Butler and The Wizard's Cat. I'm going to write this story. Maybe the last one I ever do, but by God, I'm going to get this one done. And you watch, I go home and have a heart attack and die. Oh, well. I won't have to worry about it anymore. It's not likely. I went to the doctor the other day, and my health is fine. My heart doesn't seem to have any problems. Blood work is all good, except I've got a really low vitamin D. I lost my nice small metal water bottle. So I have this huge insulated travel cup in my pocket at the moment, and it's filled with coffee. So yeah, best of both worlds. I get coffee and I get the walk, and the only downside is that I get this dragging around this boat anchor of a cup. It's stainless steel. You know, it's not like it's... I could wish it were smaller and more compact, but wishes were horses and beggars could ride. Heading up alongside the park. Park is looking very fall-like. Haiku season is shifting this week, by the way. We go to winter poems starting November 1st. I know that because I had to change to do, I had to do the haiku prompts this morning. I do them every Saturday morning for the coming week. And November for January is winter in haiku, or summer in the southern hemisphere. But the seasons, you know, it's like it's just a convention. That's what they call winter. Okay. And being aware of the different ways we look at how the seasons change has really sort of been interesting. And that in Western sort of tradition, it's the solstices and equinoxes. So fall didn't start until September. But for haiku, it started in August. And I can see sort of that sliding overlap. It's not, you don't flick a switch and suddenly it's a new season. The seasons shift, sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, sometimes backing up before skirting forward. It's a lot of red and yellow trees. I'm just stopping here. I should probably not stop in the middle of the street.
Good morning.
Lots of slanting sun and bright red and yellow, and still a few green. There's a pine tree and spruce tree over across the way. Still very green. Most of the trees here in the neighborhood are at least starting to shift. Maple in my yard here is turning yellowish. The cottonwood behind it is brilliant yellow. Lots of yellow, two pine trees. It's quite lovely. It's quite lovely. And it's a beautiful morning. And I'm glad I got out in it and took the time to share it with you. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.